Hello. I've changed everything in here, so I'm trying to figure out how everything works now. So do you two have a lot of questions?
Yeah, notes.
Excellent. But by the end, they'll just be, but what about when? I did say it's a quick intro, so I will expect that there will be lots of questions later on. Yeah, and when people are using it more. Have you both used it before?
No.
It's just this website, yeah.
But nothing there in the new system, I think.
Okay.
So, I think it
was back in 2016. It's not too difficult to use, it's just the processes, which can be a bit sort of. Hello.
Hello.
So have you used Berg Hansen before? You have. Good. Hello. Well, if you have to sort of run in and out, that's fine. So I know you'll ask lots of questions when you've got them anyway. Okay. There might be a few other people turn up, but if there are, then I'm sure they'll catch up pretty quickly. So Berg Hansen, a quick intro. Right. Okay, the first thing that you need to do is figure out where you're going and how you're going to get there. I've been asked by a couple of people, how do you estimate the costs for travelling? And the best way is actually to go into the system to find the flights and to use that for your travel approval forms. For things like hotels and stuff, use Google, use hotels.com, use bookings.com, use the hotel's own websites. Right. Once you've done that, you need to find a travel approval form. And the easiest way to find one of those is to go to Nsia. Type Shema here, and you'll find Shema Economy. And you'll have this list come up. And one of them is Raisir, which will take you to this form here. And my Norwegian's not great, but it is, it's the travel approval form, so it's the form at the top of the list. And unfortunately, the form is only in Norwegian, so for all Norwegian speakers, that's fine. But for the rest of you, it means we get to learn more Norwegian. Yay! And once you have the costs from Berg Hansen, you can put them in here. Now, because you're going to be putting in your travel approval before you're going to be making any bookings, it's a guesstimate. It is really just an estimate of how much the travel is going to be. It could take a week before the approval form comes back. We try and get it done a lot quicker. But sometimes it does take a little bit longer. So a flight which costs you 3,000 when you check the Berg Hansen may cost you 3,500, maybe 4 by the time you get around to booking it. That's okay. The idea is that you have your best estimate on the travel approval. If it comes back and it's like 3 or 4 times the amount that you've actually applied for to begin with, that's when we start asking questions. Okay? Right, so once your travel approval has been sent in and it's been processed and sent for approval and it's come back to you with whoever's going to be signing it, you can then go and book your travel through Berg Hansen. Yep.
Do you have to wait for that approval for probably 4 years?
You should always wait for approval before you make any reservations. If you have a verbal approval, then that's fine as well. I mean, like if it's something that the whole institute is supposed to be going to or the faculty is supposed to be going to, then the approval is implied. So, but when you go for your reimbursement, it's useful to have that travel approval form signed so that you can attach it to your reimbursement request, and then when it goes to Trondheim, they can see that it's all been approved, and it's a lot easier for them, and it's a lot easier for us as well. Yep.
How do I get the approval? Is that from you by email, or is it
Once you've got your travel approval form, you deliver it to us, and then we take it, and we're sort of like the triage. We'll either send it to Taria or to Marius or Nils for a signature. And then once that's signed, it comes back to us, and I'll photocopy it. I'll keep a copy for us, and then you'll get the signed form back or a copy of it. It is different for electro maths. I'm not sure what your process is, but if you talk to Chinong or Natasha, they've probably got their own system there. Okay, so then you probably have to send it to us, and then we have to send the forms back to Helge for approval. You could scan it and email it, and then I'll print it out and get it, or if I have to send it back to the B building, that's something, that's a process that we need to discuss with Helge to get signatures for. Okay, but as I say, it's a lot easier if you have that signed approval form when you go for reimbursement. It's always best to have that attached. Okay, so once you've got it approved, you can book through Berg Hansen. I will send out these slides afterwards. Some of these are actually from one of the earlier seminars that we had. So it does include instructions for travel applications and where you can find the forms. And also how we can access Berg Hansen, which I will show you now. Okay, because there are many ways. All right. So, the simplest way is to go to Insea. You have this waffle icon to the left. And you have a range of things, including book travel. Okay? So you can go through that way. There is also the icons down the bottom, book travel. And if you want to try a slightly more complicated way, and some people do, you can also go to this page here, log in an order. Okay? Since I found the waffle icon, my life has changed completely, so that is the one that I always use, book travel. And this means that you don't need to worry about logging into the website either, because if you go through the web page, it will ask you for your login details, and you know it's easier through Insea. Okay, now mine might look slightly different because I can book for other people, but you have this interface here, book trip. And you've probably been through this process to actually figure out how much it's going to cost anyway. So once you're booking the trip, this will be your second time around. Now, you have two options in this drop-down field here. The first one should be your costed, okay? So mine, because it's 633006, is for me. This comes up automatically. You'll have another option, which is this one, the NTNU Raisa Konto. This is the option for invoices. We try and discourage people from using this one because it is a much longer, much more complicated process. If you have to use the invoice, then you'll need to get a requisition form, okay? Because a requisition form has a requisition number, and at some point the system's going to ask you for it. When you come to ask for a requisition form, I need your costed and your project number, because that will be useful when it comes time to pay the bill. I need to know where to get the money from, okay? Right. So, and on the right-hand side, you have this booking summary here, which will follow you through the process. Okay, so decide where you want to go. You'll have frequently used trips up the top here. We'll go away on the 18th. And you can choose whichever time of the day you prefer. Come back on the 20th. And we'll go to Trondheim. And it will often take a while before it actually goes and finds everything you need. Okay, for some strange reason, and it's very annoying, the default is that it will come up with search time. Okay, this is not really useful. I would suggest that you always go search price. Reason being, when you're traveling to Trondheim, it's fairly straightforward. Most of the flights have prices attached, okay? But if you're traveling to London or to Frankfurt or anywhere else, often it will come up and say, you know, price given after you've selected it, okay? So you won't know how much it's going to cost. If you go search price, that means you have the whole trip. With one figure, okay? Your return trip, the whole price there. If you then want to change your departure times or arrival times, you can do that with these sliding bars on the right-hand side. So we want to get there before the last bus leaves to Jøvik. And you can just play around with that as you will. And then it will go away and find all of the relevant flights for the settings that you have there. Jen? Yep. Yes.
Sorry, I was late.
That's okay. This waffle icon here, just up in the top corner, has book travel. Okay, and that will take you directly to the website, and you won't have to log in or anything like that, so it's really easy.
Are you logging on my page and click on
my travel? It doesn't matter where you are. I mean...
Oh, I knew that. I haven't seen that before.
Right, okay. Yep, useful to know. So once you've chosen which flight you want, select. Check whether or not you've got baggage. Sometimes you don't. If you only want carry-on, that's fine. They're usually cheaper. And then you can select that particular flight, and you'll go to the next page, and you'll end up here. Now... In this case, reference is the person who's booking. Okay, I just use my my login name because it's unique to me, and you know they'll figure out who it is. Department, I'm not sure why they add the 194, possibly because they're looking for an nine digit number, but the last six digits should be your COSTED. And then your Pålogging Brukernavn, that's usually your email address. Now, if you want, you can add a car or a hotel. Maybe you want somewhere to stay in Trondheim while you're there. I don't know what the bridges are like there, but... So you can choose... How far away? I'll stay quite close to the city centre. Search. If you're travelling overseas, this option's not great. Okay, so within Norway, you'll probably find a reasonable number of hotels that you can choose from. If you're travelling overseas, you might still want to go through booking.com or go through the hotel's own website, particularly if you're going to a conference where they recommend a hotel and that hotel is not in Berghansen. Okay? Select hotel. I'll just stay at that one. When you select a hotel, they'll come up with a whole lot of different rates. Not all of them are eligible for us, but if it's got UHR on it, then it should be pretty good. Okay? You'll probably be able to select that room. And for some strange reason, you can select a single room or a room with a queen bed for exactly the same price. So we'll go with that one. Okay. So you've got your flight, you've got your hotel, you've put in your reference number, you've checked your department or whoever is paying for it. If somebody else is paying for it, then put that COSTED in. Okay. And then continue. All right, now this is where we get a lot of questions. When people come up and go, it's asking for a credit card. Yes, it is. Now, at this point, we suggest that you have the NTNU credit card, okay, the Eurocard. They're really easy to get, and they're available to all permanent and temporary staff, okay, with access to this anyway. If you want to get a credit card, and I suggest that you do, then put credit card in either Norwegian or English in the search field in Insia. And you will come up with this page where you can apply for the credit card. Now, once you have the credit card, they recommend that you register the card in Berghansen, which I'll show you where that is. You should also register your card in Paga. We're going to do a short course on Paga in a couple of weeks, so I'll show you that then. Okay. It gives you the book now, pay later option, which is 70 kroner, but it's worthwhile because they won't charge your card until after you've travelled, which means that you don't have to go through the reimbursement process until after you've actually travelled, which is good. And you also have travel insurance linked to it. And there is more info here. Yep. You can register your own credit card if you want. I mean, there's no restriction on it being the Eurocard. But with the Eurocard, you have also extra deals. And I will show you that one here. Benefits for employees, you don't pay any annual fees. You get up to 50 days of interest-free credit. And you can also have a personal Eurocard if you want for no extra cost. Now, the downside, well, it's not really a downside, but it is, you do have to remember that if you get the Eurocard, you're personally responsible for paying the balance. Okay? Because it has a longer interest-free credit period, I think, than a lot of other cards, it means that you do have that extra time to put your reimbursement in, have the reimbursement paid back, and have that money sitting in your account before Eurocard takes it out again. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but is there any kind of administrative issues by using another card?
Is there any other administrative issues? There's it's no issue for us, but you get the extra benefits if you're using the business card, and it is recommended that you use the business card for business travel.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's more, you know, you can read about the insurance benefits from Insea as well. I'm not an expert. I'm here to show you how to use the website. So if you want to know more about insurance, read the information that's there and then come back to me and I'll find the appropriate person to ask. Okay? Right. So once you've gotten to this point, and you put in your Eurocard, or if you have it already linked, then the information should already come up. Then you can book your travel, okay? And you're all good to go. Now, the other option is getting an invoice. We don't encourage people to do that. If you do have to get an invoice, and you have come to get your requisition form where we've written down all the information about your travel on here, instead of having this screen on the one before, you will have, here's one I prepared earlier, this one. So instead of having the cost centre with the 9 digits down the bottom, it will ask you for the requisition number, and that's where that's entered. And then you make sure that you've got your cost centre in here and your reference number, reference ID there, okay? And then after that, it will send you to this page, which is the NTNU credit card. And then I will get the invoice at some point, which will have to be processed, okay? This is also more difficult for you guys because you have to come and get a requisition form. And, you know, if we're not there or if we're not answering emails or we've got a heap of emails or other things to do, it could take longer before you can actually book your flights. So I would suggest going with your credit card instead. Okay? Whatever you do, don't put your cost centre in where the requisition number's supposed to go. They've asked us please not to do that. So, yep. Because the system will actually allow you to do that. Right. Okay. Somebody also sent me a question about cancellation. Now, one of the advantages about going through Berg Hansen is that you have somebody there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if anything goes wrong. If you have to cancel for any particular reason, if you have to change flights, you just call the number and they'll help you out, all right? The number is on the website. You can also send them these short little requests through the system as well. But they also have a telephone number here, 08050. And of course, overseas, you probably have to put, I think, +47 in front of it. But the telephone, the phone line should be, it's actually accessible at all times. I know, because I've called them at like 2 o'clock in the morning and they were still there and they were still quite pleasant. And so it works. If you have to cancel, I would suggest talking to your supervisors about that, just to let them know. If you have booked a flight with a cancellation, with no cancellation, well, then you're probably going to have to pay for those flights anyway. Your project is going to have to pay for it, your supervisor or your institute leader. That's a cost that they're going to have to pay for. If you call them up and say, I have to cancel, then Berg Hansen will try and get you as much money back as possible, but it just depends on the flight type you've chosen, okay? So just remember, it's just like booking from any other airline. We will end up having to pay for it anyway. All right. Now, I have also heard of people just calling Berg Hansen and asking them to sort their flights out for them, or just sending emails and saying, I'd like to go from point A to point B. Can you please book me some flights? It is possible to do this, but we would prefer that you don't, because it costs money every time that happens. Okay, so there are extra charges incurred with actually calling and emailing. So, however, if you're going on a very long flight, very long and very complicated, sometimes it does make sense to actually contact someone from Berg Hansen and get them to make that booking for you. Reason being, you might be going through countries where you have to apply for a travel visa, and it's useful to know about that before you actually get there. Because I know that not so long ago, I'm not sure if it's still in place, but for example, you need to have a transit visa to transit through China if you're Norwegian. New Zealanders don't have to, which is quite nice, but Norwegians do, okay? So those are useful things to know if you're transiting through places. So if it's a long, complicated trip, feel free to email Berg Hansen and ask them for assistance, okay? Right. There is also an app that you can download onto your phones. I haven't found it particularly useful for booking things because you don't have the functionality of the website. However, it's very useful if you're wanting to check the bookings that you've made. If you're traveling, you just want to know when the next flight's going, that sort of stuff. Okay. And they also send you updates. So if your flight's been cancelled or postponed or anything, then you can get updates through there. Let's see. Okay, are there any questions at the moment? None.
Well, if I go to a conference, for instance, and I want to use the conference hotel and it's not there, I just do the booking and pay and keep the receipt and actually the reimbursement form.
If you go to a conference and the conference hotel is not in Berg Hansen, then you make the bookings through the conference organizer or direct with the hotel. You make those payments, and then, yes, when you go through to do your reimbursement, that's fine. Yeah. You can also book... You can also book trains through Berg Hansen. I think it's only NSB. I'm not sure about other countries. A lot of people still use the NSB website because you don't have the advantage of taking Minipress through Berg Hansen. It is quite a bit more expensive. And the if your trip is cancelled or if you need to make changes, there are fewer problems with doing that with a local train than there is with doing a major flight. Okay, so we recommend that you use Berg Hansen for all of your flights, but if you choose to use NSB for trains in Norway, that's fine. Okay, you can also use it through the system if you want to. Yep. Mainly for flights. Try and use it for hotels if you're within Norway. That is being recorded as well. For flights, it's always good. For hotels in Norway, it's pretty good. For trains in Norway, it's useful, but the NSB website is also very good. For hotels in other countries, it's not great. And often, if you need a particular hotel for a particular conference, that particular hotel won't be in Berg Hansen. Okay? So, really, it's mostly flights that are the important things to use Berg Hansen for. Okay? Right. But you see, you've got train here, and you can also do rental cars through Berg Hansen as well. Okay? Right. Now, once you've booked your travel and you're going back and doing your reimbursement, go to my trips, past trips. So this is in your travel folder. You should have every trip that you've booked in here. For me, I can see this goes back about 2 years, right? If you haven't put your reimbursement in by then, NTNU policy is that you put your reimbursement in within 30 days of returning from your travel. Okay. In your travel folder, you will have show receipt. And this needs to be added to your reimbursement. Okay.
What happens if you're later than 30 days?
What happens if you're later than 30 days? Well, I've not heard of anybody not having their reimbursement not paid. but the recommendation is 30 days. Yeah. We will strongly encourage that. Okay. If it's later than 30 days, send it in. but yes, try very hard. Okay, so that's where you can find your receipt. It's always there. You'll never lose it. So just save that as a PDF and attach that to your reimbursement when you send it in. Okay. Profile. You can add a whole lot of stuff in here so that you don't have to do it each time. Plenty of phone numbers, email addresses. You can choose what you want sent to your email address each time. You can include your passport and visa information. I haven't put mine in here, so that's good. Credit cards. Add your credit card here. As you can see, I'm yet to do that, and I should. E-ticket and bonus cards. So if you travel a lot and you have I can't remember the word. My English is losing. But you can add your bonus cards in there. Preferences. If you like to sit next to the window, you can add those things in as well. Okay? It does have special meals. I would suggest that you don't rely on this. If you do need a particular meal, contact the airline and make sure that is actually going to happen, all right? We have booked flights before and airlines haven't talked to other airlines and our children have gone hungry. It's been a disaster. So don't rely on that. check with the airlines. Okay. Any more questions? None? Good. All right. Now, we used to have Roy, an FA, who was our Berg Hansen person. I was talking to him before, and now it's Tina from Trondheim. So, if you have an urgent question, you could probably call her. Otherwise, I would suggest that you come and talk to me. Somebody else may have already had that question. If I don't know the answer, then I can contact Tina and find out. And that means that the next person who comes with that question, I can let them know. And it saves her having like 10 or 15 people with the same question trying to contact her. Okay? But if you need a question right now, then giving her a call is probably not a bad idea. Okay? Right. Check on here to see if I've forgotten anything. Right. And that is a quick intro to Berg Hansen. Just one last thing. One of the things that the system does not do, and I will just very quickly try and book myself a trip here. I come from London. Actually, no, I can't, because I really don't want to have to book this and then try and cancel it. Once you have booked your trip, there is an option to email the itinerary to yourself. That doesn't do it automatically, as far as I can tell. Okay, so if you want your itinerary emailed to you, then, or you can actually have it by SMS as well. So that's an option that you can choose once you've booked your trip. Okay, right. So that's it, Berg Hansen in a nutshell. No other questions?
Where are we posting
that video? It's on the for a listening. So, one of the other, this is just a cool thing about Insea, which hopefully everybody's already using, and this is not going to come as a surprise to any of you, but because my memory is terrible and I never know where to find stuff, under my page, you can have your personal bookmarks, and this is where I put everything that I need to try and remember. So I've got the forms here, but I also have Om Nom, the for the listening. So, okay. Right. So, that's it. All done. Thank you.